The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Okay, welcome to our Wednesday night live stream. And you are sure to be blessed because the Holy Ghost is in the studio.
Yes.
And He has so much to say.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
And so many people are going to be blessed because guess what? It's time to be edified. It's time to receive faith. What happens when you hear the word preached? Faith comes.
Yes.
Faith comes. And what is faith used for? Faith is used to take.
Yes.
That's what it's used for.
Mm-hmm.
It's used to take. Now, faith is a response to God's grace, everything He has already done. You're not trying to get blessed, you're already blessed. You're not trying to get healed, you are already healed.
Yes.
You're not trying to be prosperous, you're already prosperous. You're not trying to get God to protect you, you are already protected.
Thank
All
you, Jesus.
Of these yes. things are done by grace.
Mm-hmm.
It was God's decision.
Yes.
He's the one that made that decision. Mm-hmm. So stop trying. The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We receive that. We receive that. We receive that. The Holy Ghost says in the book of Hebrews, cease from your own works.
Yes.
Cease from your own works because these things were done already before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Okay. So, we have had quite the weekend.
Yes.
And first place to start is, as instruction per the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
This weekend we were filling up. And if you've got your notepads and pens, that is actually going to be the title of tonight's message. It's called, You Need to Get Full. I'm going to say that again. You need to get full. Okay? As I was praying about these messages and waiting on the Lord, that is important.
Yes. It is your answer to everything.
I was waiting on the Lord for an answer. And why am I waiting? Because the anointing is on obedience.
Yes.
So sometimes the Lord will just keep quiet a little bit longer and stretch your faith to see what you're going to do. What are you going to preach on Wednesday? Well, I hadn't heard anything yet. Well, just wait.
Yeah, are you going to get into a panic?
Yeah.
You're
going to
start looking for your own message?
What if I didn't hear from the Lord? Well, see, that's the point right there. That's where you're going to fail.
Yes.
And you need to be patient and you need to wait on Him. But man, I'm so glad I waited. Huh?
Yes.
Remember?
No, for sure. We had a really blessed evening last night where the Lord opened up the message for us. I don't want to give away any of the message because it's so good. But let me just add this. And I've said this before, and I will keep saying it because it's something that I've learned from the day that I got born again. Always make sure that you've got your Bible with you, your pen and paper, because when you do that, it shows that you've come expectant to hear. No one's life is perfect. We are all looking for answers and solutions and direction. And when you come to the message, come expecting to get what you came for. Your answer, your direction, the wisdom you've been seeking, whatever it is, make sure that you come prepared. If you do not come prepared, you will get nothing.
Yeah. So this past weekend, and I'm going to let Megan give a part of a testimony just now what happened, because there's a lot to learn out of that testimony. Mm-hmm. But we got full. We filled ourselves up so much. Now, I want to quote something from the book of Acts. When God was talking about Stephen, it said he was full of faith and he was full of the Spirit. Okay? And so that's what we're talking about here.
Yes.
You need to get full.
Full of faith and full,
of the Spirit. So how do you get full? Well, we're going to get into that.
Yes.
But as a result of us being full, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Megan first, and he gave her an idea for us to take the next step in the ministry and build a studio.
Yes.
A proper studio for recording videos and make it look professional. Okay. So we've got the cameras, we've got the lights, we've got the microphones, we've got the sound equipment, we've got the computers and all that to do that. We've even got a space allocated, but now the next step is, the Lord said, we need to...
I'm going to interrupt. Okay. So the whole thing's been, we've got the green screen and everything. We made sure we got that in the beginning because our whole thing was doing videos.
Yeah.
And for some odd reason, this green screen just did not do it for me. Every time we do live streams, people see this green screen. And so I went to the Lord and I just said to the Lord, I can't do this green screen. Like, it just, for me, it just looks wrong.
Well, it's not just that. The lighting, you got to keep on getting the lighting right.
And yeah,
that was a struggle as well.
No, there's a task that's involved with getting the green screen set up. We've got all the studio lights and everything, but it's almost like it's not enough. It just wasn't working for me, and I wasn't satisfied. And Trevor loves to make things work. He always has a way to make things work, and... So I went to the Lord and I just said, we've got to do something about this. And I've left it. I haven't spoken to him about it again. And so this weekend, we were busy watching one of the teachings we're feeding on. And I was not paying attention to the message. Guys, I don't recommend that.
No.
But this was by the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And he, again, wasn't encouraging me not to listen to the message. But there was a studio and there was a featured wall in this message we were watching. And my eyes caught this back wall. And I just decided, that's what I want to do. That's what we need to do. So when the message was finished, I said to Trevor, this is what we need to do for our back wall, for our studio. That means we eliminate the green screen and we've got a featured wall. Because we weren't sure what to do.
Yeah.
We had all these ideas, but then, you know, there's pros and cons and so forth. And some things are very costly and some things just don't look right. And the Lord showed me this and I showed Trevor and he loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it, loved it. So we worked out a plan.
Yeah.
And we are super excited to want to do
now,
this.
Going on from there, just want to let you guys know something. So there are a couple of things that we need to complete the studio. And this morning I was out in the yard and I was spending quality time with the Lord. And then he gave us an instruction and he said, now I want you to take up an offering for this project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was like, okay. And he gave me the amount of 10,000 rand. Okay. So when I came back, I told Megan, and we ran up the cost because now I was interested.
Yeah.
We ran up the cost and ran up all the calculations, and it came up to 10,000 Rand, which is absolutely amazing. So, you know, people have a tendency to expect God to rain down money from heaven.
Yeah.
And everything is up to the two ministers. They must just handle everything. But it's not like that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have partners, and the partners are the ones that come in and they help carry that vision out.
Fulfill the plan, yes. Yeah.
So this is not about the tithes. The tithes go strictly towards the administration of the ministry.
Mm.
Okay, this has got nothing to do with the tithe. The tithe is the tithe, and that goes towards the admin of the ministry. We've got so many different things where that money goes out to. This is a project.
Yeah.
This is something completely separate. Okay? And so we're giving you an opportunity. Help us get this plan in motion, and let's take the ministry to the next level.
Yeah.
There's some people that if you want to give the whole thing, you can give the whole thing. If you want to give towards it, you can give towards it.
Yeah.
Send me a message. If you don't have our ministry bank account, send me a message and I'll give you the banking details. But please reference Studio.
Yes.
When you do the transfer.
Yeah. And obviously we would like to keep everyone updated about the project.
Yeah.
You can see how we've raised the money for it, and
yeah,
because we believe in God for it, and we're just following His instructions. And yeah, we can follow. We can actually show you the how everything is developing, yeah. Because this is something that Trev and I've never really done before, but we are so excited. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's almost, well, not almost. It is the Lord's answering my prayer. To get rid of the green screen. It's going to look amazing, guys. That's all I'm saying. And we look forward to sharing that with you.
Well, it's time for us to take the ministry to the next level.
Yes.
And we're just following the instructions of the Lord as He gave it to us. And I mean, I was impressed. We don't take up offerings. People, they come and they give their tithes every month into the ministry. But that goes towards the administration. And that won't be able to cover the costs of this project. But that's what partners are for.
Mm.
You know, it's not Megan and myself running this ministry. It's all of us collectively. We work together towards the vision of the Lord.
Yes. I just want to add, I was watching something the other day and it really opened up my eyes about, not just about tithing, but about sowing financially and sowing in general, where they said, wherever you invest your time and your money is where you believe your prosperity flows from. And it's such a wake-up call because a lot of people are investing their time and money into other people and other projects and things like that, but they're not investing time and money into furthering the kingdom. Furthering their ministry, you know, your church or the ministry you're involved in, they're not doing much to push that to the next level. And the Lord was just showing me that we all have to change our mindsets about where we sow our time and our finances. If we want to, how do you trust God? You trust Him by investing in Him.
Yeah.
So Him just means His plans and His purposes in the ministry you're following or the church you're involved in or whatever the case may be. I mean, we're supposed to be pushing the boundaries right now as we're getting close to the end. There are people who need to hear the gospel, and we are going to use the studio to do even more work.
Yeah. And then we can go over to videos and...
Yeah, that's our plan because we've been wanting to do videos, but we've struggled with setting up and everything's just... It's like one little issue after another. But now, praise the Lord, we've got
God's given us a plan.
Yes.
And it's by far the best plan. I don't know why I didn't think of it. But any case, But that's why he's God and I'm his son. Mm. And we just follow him like that.
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to say a prayer for those who will be sowing towards that project. And I just want to bless them.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for moving on the people that you've chosen, people that want to get involved in this project, people that want to see your plan move forward.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray that you show them the amount that you want them to contribute towards this plan. And I thank you, Father, your word says, give and it'll be given unto you. So, Father, thank you that you will be blessing them in return. Thank you for the seed that they sow into this ministry, into this project. And Father, we bless them with promotion or business and sales and just financial opportunities, Lord. Mm. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that. And we thank you for bringing it back to them speedily in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, we are continuing with God has a plan. From last week, we spoke about how God has this magnificent plan.
Yes.
And we went through testimonies, even from the Old Testament, even in my own personal life, how I have seen God's plans work firsthand. And they are absolutely amazing. I mean, there's not a plan that God has that does not work.
Well, doesn't the word say love never fails?
Yeah.
God is love.
Yeah.
So God cannot fail.
But you see, God has got a plan for each and every person, but not each and every person is functioning in that plan.
That's true.
And so people love to live life in the shallow waters. And so they quote Jeremiah 29:11, and their lives just don't change. They like to say, I know the plans, God says, I know the plans that God has for you, plans to prosper you and to give you an expected end, or to give you a hope and expected end, something like that, different translations.
Yeah.
But that is as far as it goes. They don't quote the rest of the verses.
And the rest of the verses is how you get to the plan.
Yeah. So I'm going to read to you Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14 from the Amplified Classic.
Guys, if you've got your Bibles with you, please put your eyes on the scriptures.
Yeah. For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil. To give you hope in your final outcome. Now that's where they stop.
Yeah.
Now let's go and read a little further. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear and heed you. Why don't they quote that part?
No, because that means they have to do something.
How do you get the plan?
You have to come to the Lord and pray to him.
See, people quote the scripture and just expect, I'm just going to carry on walking down the street and then God's plan is just going to fall plonk into my lap. And it's all just going to work out. And I'm going to have this awesome life. But that's not how it works.
Doesn't work like that.
He's telling you, he's giving you instruction now. Then you will call upon me. You will come and pray to me. For what? The thoughts and the plans I have for you.
Yes.
And I will hear you and heed you.
Because remember, these things are hidden for us. We have to seek them out.
Now watch this, verse 13, and I'm reading from the Amplified Classic. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity.
I love that.
And find me when you search for me with a little bit of your heart.
No, with your whole heart.
You sure?
Yes.
Is that what the scripture says?
Yes.
Let's read that again. He says, then you will seek me, inquire for, require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
You search with a little heart, you get a little.
So a lot of people are quick to quote secondhand information.
Yeah.
God has a plan. And then they just leave it right there. Yeah. No one ever finds out that
what
plan.
What the plan is.
Now, will you get that plan by not seeking the Lord?
No.
Can you see when he says, when you make me a vital necessity?
I love that.
When he says, when you seek me, when you inquire for, and you will find me, you will search for me with all your heart. Mm. Can you see there is a lot that is actually involved in that?
Yes.
It's not just a case of God has a plan for me.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's way more involved. You can't say God has a plan for you and just leave it there, because how do you implement the plan? How do you find out what the plan is?
Yeah.
You have to go to the one who created the plan. You have to talk to him. You have to seek him out. Go after that plan. Go after him like your life depends on it, because it does.
Yeah.
His plan is the only plan that works.
Now, I want you to give your testimony as what happened to you from Friday night.
Okay.
And I want you to share that, because I want people to understand one thing. Faith works.
Yes.
God is faithful.
Mm.
You'll always get your prayers answered.
Yes.
That's guaranteed. But how do you get those prayers answered?
Mm.
What happens when you start? And we're saying this, when I mention this, you're going to hear about what she has to say, but I want you to put that in perspective of looking for God's plan for your life.
Yeah. Okay, so Friday at work, I'm not a really big sugar eater, so for some odd reason, I started getting this intense toothache, which I never get toothache. So I started getting this toothache from a friend of mine had brought cupcakes to work, and it was overly sweet, and I had that. And then Friday I got home and my tooth was so sore. It was excruciating. I'd taken pills at work, which I'm not really a big pill person, but I honestly felt like I couldn't function properly. And then I got home and I took more, which is not a testimony, but
yeah.
At that time with work, I couldn't exactly cram word in at that moment. So I went to the next best thing just to sustain me till I get home. And then I got into a healing teaching straight away. Mm. We got into a healing teaching, listened to healing teachings, and then you would think that everything's just going to be fine, but that's not what a battle is about. It's never fine straight away. So it actually got really bad, and Trevor actually had to go and get other pills for me.
Stronger medication.
Yeah, much stronger medication. And I know this doesn't sound like a testimony, but just hang in there.
No, you're going to learn something out of this.
Yes. So in all of this happening, I know already the word is the answer. The word, my healing, is already in me. I already knew that. I already knew I am already healed. I need to get that healing out of my spirit, which was placed there when I got born again.
Yeah.
That healing was placed in my spirit. I need to get it out of my spirit into my body to function where it needs to function. Just like when you take painkillers, it goes to the part that is in pain and it numbs it. Now, the word will do that. It'll heal it, though. It doesn't numb it away and then it comes back later. The word removes it, that it never comes back again. So I went to sleep Saturday. I had an issue again with pain that kept coming up, but I got up. I got into word, listening to teachings, reading my healing scriptures, reading them, pacing up and down, speaking the blessing of healing over my body. I had received my healing, so I kept speaking, I am healed. I am healed.
While the pain is throbbing. Yeah. By the way, let me add to this, because she didn't tell you this part. The stronger medication that I got, just to give her some relief, because now it was becoming very, very hard for her to stay focused on hearing the word on healing.
Yes.
And so the stronger medication wasn't working.
Yeah.
She was taking the medication and it did not bring the relief. We got the medication to give her temporary relief while she's
fighting
the good fight of faith. But it didn't work.
Yes. So a lot of people think it's not okay to take medication when you're standing in faith for healing. Let me tell you, you get well at any cost.
Yeah.
And while you are taking the medication, you stand in faith for your healing.
Take the medication with the faith.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I was one of those people that didn't believe in taking medication. I've never been a person for pills. But unfortunately, this was a situation that really, you could say, knocked my socks off.
Yeah.
So anyway, Saturday, I was in the Word. I was pacing up and down. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you for my healing. Do you know that every time I got up and I fought like that, the pain subsided? And then I got to sit down and I got to listen to a message again, listening to a message. That's what I did most of Saturday. And I filled myself up with the Word, filled myself up with the Word, filled myself up with the Word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my healing. Even though the pain kept coming back, the pain just kept coming back. And I just decided I can't keep taking pills. It's just not going to fix it. So after a whole day on Saturday, I am exhausted from battling to this pain on and off, on and off, on and off. I eventually, Trevor came and I think you were already in the room and the Lord said, I can't remember how that one part went.
He said, you know, you need a manifestation of my presence.
Yes. And let me tell you, when Jesus manifests himself, every need is taken care of. So if it's healing you're looking for, healing will come. So I was full of the Word by this point. Yeah. Trevor's full of the Word. He's always full of the Word. And even though the pain kept subsiding when I was fighting in the Spirit and praying in tongues and speaking the Word and thanking the Lord for my healing, which is, you've got to do, you've got to stand up in the face of the devil, in the face of that pain, and you've got to confess, I am healed no matter what the circumstances or the symptoms are. And then Trevor walked over to me. He put his hand on my jaw and he rebuked the pain and he thanked the Father for my healing. He prayed over me. And can I tell you what happened in that second? The pain left immediately and it never came back.
Now, tell them where all the pain was. And
so the pain was actually so bad. I believe it was a nerve pain. It was right in my jaw, up in my cheek, right into my head. So even when I did get the pain from the tooth subsided, there was the pain in my cheek and in my head. And so I'd been able to control the toothache, but the rest I hadn't been able to control. So when Trevor prayed, the pain left my whole face. No toothache, no cheek pain, no headache. And that was the first time I got to sleep. I didn't have to take any pills. I woke up pain-free and I haven't had pain since then. And this is why we are trying to explain that it's important to fill up with the Word.
Yeah.
Because it's the Word that's going to set you free in that situation.
The only reason that I was able to be used. Remember this, it wasn't me that healed Megan.
Yes.
It was Jesus that was in a position that he could now use me. Mm. We are his hands and his feet.
Yes.
Okay? He can't come down by himself, manifest himself, and then do that to everyone. He expects us to do it. We are the body of Christ.
Yes.
We call the body for a reason. He is the head of the church.
Mm.
He expects us to do the work. He said, I go to my Father, and these works that I do, greater works shall you do because I go to my Father.
Yes.
And he said, you go and lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed.
Yes.
And you lay hands on them and they will speak in other tongues. And so forth and so on. But the Lord can't use you if you're running on empty.
Yes, yes.
He can't use you when you're running on empty. And I've seen it time and time and time and time and time and time and time again where people are laying hands on other people and expecting them to be healed, and they're not getting healed.
Yes.
You know why? They're running on empty.
Mm-hmm.
The people are running on empty.
Yeah.
The only reason Jesus could use me and the only reason we saw a manifestation
yes.
that fast was because I was full.
Yes.
And Megan had already been filling herself up with a word. Look, I can lay hands on her, but she's still got to receive it.
Yes. I have to believe it. He can lay hands until the cows come home.
And it was so good to see that manifestation because I'm not used to her being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's full of fire and she's full of life and it's what I love about her and just makes the home just amazing. But when she came home and I saw her quiet Friday and I saw her quiet Saturday and just taking on that excruciating pain, because a lot of people have all experienced toothache.
Yeah.
And some levels are mild and some are aggravating.
Mm. And I've got a very high threshold for pain. So normally I'm not moved by stuff. But this was beyond what I'm used to. So I think if anything that I was reminded in the situation, because I must be honest, I've been really spoilt in the area where it comes to healing.
Yeah.
I've never really needed healing for anything.
Yeah.
I've always been relatively healthy, and I've never been one for medication or struggled with anything. So when this did hit, I had minimal healing scriptures in me. I mean, I had my healing scriptures, but I've never had to fight a healing battle. Yeah. So this was a lesson to me as well. I need to get more filled up on healing.
Yeah.
Don't think because if you're not sick that you don't need the word.
Yeah.
There's no deposit, no return. That's why we always push for you to get into word.
Yeah.
Fill yourself up. Read every day. Listen to teachings because one day you're going to need that word.
Listen, if you only give 10%, what I'm saying, you watch a broadcast or you listen to our podcast once a week and you read the Bible when you feel like it, that is the return you're going to get from God.
Yeah.
And if you say you give 10%, you're going to get 10% back.
Yes.
If you give 30%, you're going to get 30% of God back. And a lot of the people won't even recognize that he grabbed that 30%.
Yeah.
And he did something with it. Yes. He'll never say, oh, no, that's nothing.
Never.
He'll take that and he'll work with that.
Yeah.
But you're going to wait a long time for your miracle to manifest because you're not serious about it.
Yes.
Remember the scripture, what we quoted there, it says you need to seek him with all your heart.
Yes.
You need to make him a vital necessity. He's got to be number one.
Yes. Can I give an example quickly?
Yeah.
I don't know if you were going to use this example, but Kenneth Hagin, he is, oh my goodness, he is phenomenal. You could say he's our father in faith. We've learned so much from him. If you don't know Kenneth Hagin, please go and look up some of his teachings. He is with the Lord at the moment. He left, I think, in 2003.
Yeah.
But he is amazing. And in a situation, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, just a short version. When he was believing for healing for his daughter, he took 3 days. And I'm not saying it's going to work 3 days for you. I'm just saying for him, where he was, it took 3 days. He literally read the scriptures for an hour, meditated for an hour, and then he slept. Then he read the scriptures and meditated for an hour.
Yeah.
He did that for 3 days flat.
So let me tell that story because I was going to.
Oh, okay. We always do this.
So his daughter had developed a growth, not a sty. Mm. She developed a growth on the white of her eye. And they had just finished a school break and they were going to go back towards school now. And, you know, in those days they had the nurse.
Yeah, we had the nurses back in school.
And so She said, what is she going to tell the nurse? Well, Brother Hagen had to go back on the road again. So he laid hands on her and they agreed for her to receive a healing. And they rebuked the growth on a, on the white of her eye, and he left.
Mm.
Well, him and his wife, they wrote letters to each other every day.
Yes.
And I guess that's when the post office still worked. That's in America. And she said, well, you know, the growth has not subsided yet.
Mm.
So she says,
what will she tell the nurse?
What will Pat tell the nurse? So then he said, okay, he's just going to take some time off and then he's just going to spend some time filling himself up. See, this is what you got to do. And so, like Megan was explaining, he went through the healing scriptures. He didn't rush through them.
He read them very slowly.
What was he doing? He was meditating. And then he would spend time thinking about it.
Mm.
And then he would go and sleep for an hour. Then he'd get up and read those scriptures for an hour, meditate for an hour, sleep for an hour. And he did that all through the night, the first night.
Mm.
And then the second night. You come to a place where you get full. You know you're full.
Mm-hmm.
There's a confidence on the inside of you.
Yes.
If another Christian is...
because faith is building like a volcano ready to erupt.
That's right. If a Christian is still saying, how will I know? There's some things we just can't explain. You need to experience it for yourself. What am I saying? You need to go spend time in that word. And for the first time, maybe for some of you, for the first time in your life, you need to get full.
Yes.
That word is not there, just some book for you to read. That's power.
Yes.
There's power in there. Well, by the third day, he was convinced.
Mm-hmm. Fully persuaded like Abraham.
And he sent the letter home to his wife and he said, you can tell Pat that she's healed.
Yes.
And I know she's healed, just like 2 times 2 is 4 and 3 times 3 is 9. Sorry. He said, I know she's healed. Well, by the time she got that letter, that growth was gone.
Yes.
Now, what happened? He got full.
He got full.
So what does that mean? What happens when the cup gets full?
It overflows.
It starts to overflow. Mm-hmm. And when it starts spilling over, it spills over into your flesh.
And the overflow is what you're looking for.
That's what you're looking for.
Mm.
You can't have overflow by only giving 10% to God.
Yes.
Okay? You can't have overflow by only giving 30% to God.
Yes.
You've got to give it. You got to make him your vital necessity. You got to make him your number one, your all, your everything. You can't mix God with Netflix and social media. You
yes.
can't do it and then expect overflow results.
Mm. So let me just give you, I just want to share a testimony with you quickly, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The house testimony. I'll just give a short version. The Everett Gardens one.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to give a short version quickly. There was a time when I needed to believe for a new house. And there was a lot of pressure. And so there was a time period. And in that time period, I needed to believe God for another house. And I'd never done that before. So the first thing that I had to do was I had to find the scriptures in the Word that said that God had a house for me. I wrote those scriptures out and I read them every single day. I listened to teachings that would build my faith up, believing that God loves me and that He has a house for me. And then I would pray in the Spirit and I would thank God for the house. I'd thank Him for the house. Then I would literally meditate. And meditate just means to mutter over the scriptures and imagining the place that you're moving to. You've got to get yourself to a place. And this is where the Christians are failing. They do not want to commit to 24 hours of seeking the Lord. If you are in a difficult position, you cannot divide yourself between a social life
yeah.
and I know it sounds bad, but I mean, Say you're in a situation
where... But it's just until you get full.
Exactly. You can't say, my marriage is falling apart. What am I going to do? And then you, every day, you just put like 5 or 10 minutes in. Oh, thank you, Lord, for my marriage. And then you read a couple of scriptures.
You're doing that on empty.
Yes.
That's not even 10%.
That's not going to do anything. It's like the one preacher said, it's like going into a room, painting one stripe. You want to finish the room. You paint one stripe and you walk out. You will get that room painted, but it's going to take you a very long time. But if you set your mind to it and you go in and you paint that room finished once off, then you're done.
Yeah.
Then you're done.
The Holy Ghost gave me this illustration last night, and I just thought it was so profound. It's so simple, but it is so profound, with this idea of you got to get filled up, okay? If you've got a car and it's running on empty, and you've got an 80-liter gas tank, you don't go to the gas station and put in 50 rand.
Yes.
You're planning on going to Johannesburg. You're putting in 50 rand.
You're teasing the tank.
You climb in and you pull off. Here we go. You're going to run out of fuel somewhere along the line. I'm just being generous here and saying outside of Utenake. You can't get out the car and kick the car and say, what a stupid car this is.
Yes.
Didn't even get far. You the one that did not fill it up.
Yes.
You got to fill it up. The word says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Mm.
Think about that. Not vacation. Okay? Dwell. That means every day. Where are all of you streaming from? Obviously, your homes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You dwell there. You got to see the word that way in your heart. That's an everyday act. Listen to this. Romans chapter 4 verse 21 talks about Abraham. He was fully persuaded.
Yes.
Fullness.
Yes.
He was full. He was a man. The scripture says he knew he was dead in his own body and Sarah was barren, but he came to the place where he was fully persuaded. What does that mean? He reached fullness, and when that spilled over, they had Isaac.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Against all odds.
Exactly. Now, I want to share something with you, a testimony the Lord gave me. Yeah?
Can I just end my testimony quickly?
Yes.
By the way, within 2 months, I had reaped my manifestation of a house by following the Lord, by filling up every single day and doing what the Lord told me to do. I got my manifestation. If I had done that drips and drabs, I would never have seen the manifestation.
Yeah.
But I invested daily into that plan.
Now, I want to give you a testimony of what it means to be full, see? And then it goes back to God has a plan.
Yes.
Both of these operations are at work in this testimony. Listen to this. Years ago, a friend of mine named Robert, he was full of the Word, full of the Spirit. I was full of the Word and full of the Spirit. You see, you got to do your part.
Explain what full of the Spirit is.
Full of the Spirit just simply means this. You've spent such good quality time in the Word, in prayer, praying in tongues as well, that you are now full of the Spirit. That means you are easily led by the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. Okay? And you do that. Well, what happens to people that gamble? How do people become addicted to gambling? Well, they got to go and play with that. They got to gamble. And then they gamble some more. And then they gamble some more until they get full of gambling, and then it becomes an addiction. That's the same thing. Spiritual things work the same way. If someone wants to practice darkness, Satanism and so forth, they tinker around with that stuff, but then it gets darker and darker, and they become full of demons.
Darkness. Yes, they do. Full of darkness.
And the same thing works with the Spirit of God. You can get full of the Spirit, but what that means is it's easier and easier for you to be led by the Spirit of God, you see. So my friend Robert came to me that day, and we were just chatting, and we were fellowshipping. We were not talking rubbish. We were not sharing links to stupid worldly stuff.
Yeah.
We were not speaking worldly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We were fellowshipping around the Word.
Yes.
We were full of the Spirit.
Fellowshipping about light.
Correct. And the next thing that happened was he said to me, he looked at me and he said, "Hey, do you want to go to East London?" So I said to him, I looked at him because I knew this was very unusual. And I knew that was not him.
Mm.
You've got to learn to separate these things.
Which when you're full of the Word and full of the Spirit,
then you can do it.
More,
yeah.
Apparent.
Not every Christian can do that because not every Christian is full of the Spirit. Some are full of the flesh,
yes,
unfortunately. And I said to him, yeah, okay, let's do that. So he said, okay, I'll be at 5. So I said, okay. I didn't know what was going on, but God
had a plan.
Had a plan. And we put ourselves in a position where he could use us.
Mm-hmm.
See, God didn't say anything to me. I just knew it was a good thing. So we went. And when we got to East London, he said, okay, we need to go around and see a friend of mine. He's a youth pastor. I said, okay. And we went around to his house. And the guy was so happy to see us. And of course, Robert introduced me. And we took another friend along. And he introduced the other guy. This youth pastor had a friend with him. And then another lady. So I didn't know what was going on. So we just got to chatting. And we started fellowshipping. And he started saying, yeah, it's just been a rough week and so forth. And the next second, the Spirit of God just came upon me. And I started flowing in the Holy Ghost. And I just started preaching. Everyone grew quiet. At that point, Robert knew what to do. Robert says, I recognize when the Spirit of God is on Trevor. He says, I go to praying in the Spirit to help him.
Yes.
And so Robert was praying in the Spirit and I was just flowing in the Holy Ghost and I was speaking. I didn't have anything prepared.
But the Holy Ghost did.
The Holy Ghost, this is the plan of God.
Yes.
See, God had a plan. Mm. So at the end of the message, I knew when the anointing lifted, I knew God was saying, it's enough. The message was preached. Well, when we were done, the youth pastor got up and he said, man, can we just catch hands and pray? So we did. He said, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sending these three wise men from the east. I'd never forget that. He said that. Thank you for sending these three wise men from the east. And of course, he finished the prayer. But he said this, I had a rough week at work. He said his supervisor was all over him. And there was just, he said, just attacks of the enemy. Just silly things. But just gnawing at his flesh. And he said he felt just tired. And he said, after I preached, he felt refreshed.
Wow.
The second guy, his friend said, man, I needed to hear this message. He said, my girlfriend broke up with me this week.
Wow, shame.
And he said, it's just been very, very tough. And he said, I just appreciate your message so much. And it just lifted me up. The third person was a lady. She was an exchange student from Germany. She said this, did you know, speaking in a German accent, I can't imitate that. She said, did you know I am flying out back to Germany tomorrow? Wow. God had us there.
Right on time.
Right on time. Just before she was leaving the country.
Mm.
And she said, this message that you preached, I'm going to take it back to Germany and I'm going to preach it in Germany.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Because, you know, this is the other thing about the plan of God. It never just affects your life.
Yeah.
It affects everyone you encounter. Because look at that now. It wasn't just you and Robert.
Yeah.
It was three other people in East London.
That's right.
And they're going to go off
and
preach to someone else. And then the girl from Germany, she goes back and she preaches at there as well. So don't ever think that God's plan is just for you.
You see, because Robert and I were full, we could be part of the plan that God had in place all the time.
Mm.
Here's a question. Because so many believers are not full of the Spirit, how many of God's plans have they not been involved in that they were supposed to be involved in?
Exactly.
This week, a fella called me and he said to me, great message on Wednesday. I said, really? Now, I like to do this. I said, what was the topic? He said, it was, because he actually called to talk about something else.
Mm.
I said, what was the topic? He said, it was about with Noah's relics. I said, are you serious? That's what you got, Noah's relics. Now watch this. This is how Satan steals from the believer every day. He said, I had my earphones in. I don't dispute he heard the message. Mm-hmm. I don't dispute it. I don't dispute that he thought it was a good message as well.
Yes.
But he didn't get anything. You know why? He had his earphones in, he had the phone in the pocket, and he was on his way to the shop because he wanted to go and buy something to eat. Now, he knew we were starting at 6:30.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he have done it at 5:30?
Mm.
Why couldn't he have done it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon? Why couldn't he have done it after the message?
Yeah.
Is because the devil put that thought in him.
And because the word is not first place.
Now watch this. God has already warned this guy. This guy told me he has had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given him a warning about things to come.
Yes.
He's done nothing about it.
And then that's the type of people that when these things do happen, God gets the blame.
Yeah. God has got a plan for him already.
Oh, yes.
He should be hearing this message. Why? Oh. Faith will come.
Yes.
He can use the faith to get the plan. And watch this. He will be able to escape the trap that the enemy has set up for him.
Yes.
Because the enemy set that thing up and the Holy Ghost is warning him. Just like the Holy Ghost warned Paul. Don't go there. These people want to kill you. Jesus actually manifested to Paul and said, "Don't go there. They want to kill you."
Mm.
And this is what the Lord does. He warns us of the traps that the enemy has set up. And God has got a plan. But if you don't come and make him your vital necessity and you give God 10% and talk about Noah's relics.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're going to fall into the trap of the enemy.
Yes.
And that will be your own fault. It's not even Satan's fault. Because you should know better.
And the glorious thing about God, the loving Father that we have, is that he does not tell you 5 minutes before trouble's about to hit. He will tell you months, sometimes years before it comes. Because he knows how we are and how we dawdle and take our time. So he knows.
That's mercy.
Absolutely.
That's mercy.
Absolutely.
Now, I just want to close off in this. And the Lord gave this to me. There's an allocation of growth for each and every one of us for every year that passes by so that you can become more skillful in your faith.
Mm. Wow.
I'm going to say that again. Watch this. There's an allocation of growth for each and every one of us for every year that passes by. Why? So that you can become more skillful in your faith. If you are giving God 10% and you're doing that throughout the year, you've missed a whole year of growth that was allocated to you. And you have not grown in becoming more skillful in your faith. Faith is a force. It's a law. It works every single time you put it to work. But you have to deliberately learn about it. And watch this. Faith is not random. Faith is not all up to God to answer your prayers or not. That's not faith. You can become skillful in your faith. And the scripture makes that very clear. So don't miss out. Take the opportunity. You're supposed to, watch this, grow from faith to faith. You're supposed to go from glory to glory. See?
I just want to add this as we closing off as well. Just kind of like a rerun. Guys, girls, honestly, you cannot walk this walk without getting into word. You have to be full of the word. You know, I'm reminded of what happened with 9/11. There were testimonies that came out where people heard God tell them, run or don't go to work or do this. And they missed when the towers were hit. Others didn't listen. Why didn't they listen? Because they were not full of the word and they could not hear his small, still voice. If you don't get into word, if you do not fill yourself up, you are going to miss his plan. You are going to miss his protection. You're going to miss his supply. And it's all in the word. It's all in that overflow from being full. And all that is required is to dig deep into the word. Listen to those teachings. Sit and pay attention when you are even doing home cell with us. Listen, write down notes with the intention to hear and to learn and to receive. If you don't do that, at the end of the day, you're the only one who's going to be held responsible for that. You cannot blame God. And we're only telling you this because we've had our own experiences. We've had to learn the hard way. And it's not nice to see people struggle in whatever area it is. But the answer is in listening to the word and filling up to overflow.
And it's amazing how every single week, when I prepare these messages, every single week, these messages work out to be an hour. I don't know how God does that. I don't time these notes. But it works out to be an hour exactly because this is his message. It's not mine. But anyway, on that note, we're going to end this message. And like we always say, remember, faith comes by hearing.
And hearing.
So keep on hearing. That's your part. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.